Okay, gentlemen, we are moving on to Perek Shneimasar, the 12th Perek, HaHechrech L'Kiyum HaMitzvos, the necessity, the absolute necessity of being Mekayim Mitzvos. So he says like this, Kishmedabrim al Torah's Chayim, Ein Zos Melitza. When we say that we talk about the Torah as a Torah that's alive, or the Torah of life, maybe is a better translation, the Torah of life. So that's not just a catchy phrase. Ein Zos Melitza. Melitza means like a borrowed term or a phrase that's just, meant to be used as a figure of speech, but not real. No, this is not a melitza. Toras Chaim is not just a turn of phrase; it's real. Hachaim ha-biologim nos'im et okay, life forms, biological life forms, carry themselves. So he's referring to a halachic concept, which is halacha lemaisa in terms of Erevin. If, for example, you have a child and there's no Erev in the place that you are and you want to carry the child. So we say that a person carries themselves. A person that's alive carries themselves. So it's not considered actually carrying them. Okay, obviously, in terms of the halacha, one needs to learn the sugya, but that's what this is. He's borrowing this term from that. Klomar, what does it mean? Hatzorach bepeulot chioniot, kenishima, achila, shena. The need for doing certain actions which provide you with life, and without them, you would not be able to live. Okay, vital things that need to be done. Like, for example, he says, like breathing, eating, drinking, sleeping. Murgash lanu ba'ofen instinctivi. These things are, we feel them automatically, instinctively. Without requiring any kind of explanation as to their importance and their tremendous necessity, their urgency. When you're tired, you are forced to sleep. The hunger and thirst force us to eat and drink. And our wakefulness after we sleep proves to us that it was actually justified to sleep. And being satisfied after eating, that justifies the fact that we ate. And behold, the actions of life itself prove their necessity and their justification in doing them, as we explained. Kein hachayim b'torah. So too, it also is true when it comes to life of Torah. Yeled asher horav gadluhu al birkei Torah v'mitzvos. A child whose parents raised him on, literally speaking, the knees of the Torah and mitzvos. Again, another borrowed phrase from the Torah, where it says that Yaakov's grandsons, he raised Yosef's children's, his great grandsons, that is, Yosef's children's children, he raised them on his knees, on Yaakov's knees, meaning like he raised them like they were on his lap. That's like a poetic way of saying that he raised them. So here is also, he's saying that a child who is raised, quote unquote, on the knees of the Torah and mitzvos, meaning that the Torah was the way he was brought up. He's brought up in the Torah way of life. He understands, this child understands from within that life itself the necessity of being Mekayim Mitzvos. He sees how davening in its proper time gives strength to his parents, and it guards against, again, it guards the Tzelem Elokim that exists in every person, every Jew, just even when they're doing regular things, in the secular life. And he sees how bracha rishona, brachas that you make on eating, mosifot tipa shel atzilut, it adds a drop of nobility and spirituality. That is to say, in the forms of a karsa tov and emuna, Nahanata Gashmit, in terms of physical pleasures, right? Everything, if you grow up in a firm home, everything in that home is centered around spirituality. You're eating and drinking. Yes, it's physical things and you're enjoying the food, but you make a bracha before it. So it adds a certain nobility to the act of eating. It adds a certain spirituality to the act of eating. He's waiting for Shabbos and Moedim. He can't wait for these times. And the mitzvahs of the day, and whether it's the Moedim or Shabbos, they open for him gates of wisdom in the essence of Klal Yisrael. The Pele HaChaim, in the wonderment of life, B'tachlis HaOlam, the purpose of the world, U'b'mitot HaBorei Yisbarach, and the quote-unquote attributes of Hashem. Hachnasas HaOrchim, the Gemilas HaSadim, when the parents bring in guests and they do chesed, as the Hirut Ma'ona Dvarim, the parents are careful not to speak ill of others. U'b'maisetz V'atzniyus, B'chol Alichot HaBayit, and the actions and the modesty that exists in terms of everything that happens in the house. Kol midot elu b'chayei haTorah nos'ot eratzman. All of these midos, in terms of the life of Torah, they all carry themselves u'matzikot eratzman, and they justify themselves. Ma'pilu achukim, and even those laws in the Torah which are chukim, which are statutes which we don't understand. Halchot shmita, for example, the laws of shmita. Ubaz Rachala, the laws of mixing meat and milk together, Halachot Shatnez, Vadiktuk Behem, the laws of Shatnez, which all these things are things that we don't necessarily understand the logic to them. They're not something that we would have come up with on our own. Yet still, Mizelo Margish, Ki Achaim Behem Makne Etzilut Valinut. Who is it that does not feel that someone who lives with these things acquires for himself a certain nobility and a certain subtlety, a certain sensitivity that he wouldn't have otherwise? In other words, what he's saying is that living and growing up in a house and observing mitzvos and Torah in that household, okay, that leads to a certain nobility, a certain ruchnius that exists in the life of the daily life of those people. Even when they're doing secular things, they are still living a life of spirituality. And therefore, they prove themselves, they justify themselves. You see that in and of itself, by doing these things, you are becoming more spiritual, whether or not you understand it. It doesn't matter. You see that a life with these values leads to a life of spirituality. A child that was raised in a house like this, he doesn't need to think much to understand that it's clear the necessity to do more Torah and mitzvos, to guard Torah and mitzvos. Halo Torah chelik mechayav. Torah is a part of his life. It's part of his life, an essential part of his life. It's not a part of his life. Again, obviously it depends on how you were raised and how the mitzvos were presented, but if you were raised in a way where Torah and mitzvos is, like he was describing, part of the beauty of your life, then there's not really much that you need to think about in terms of understanding, okay, of course I need to do these things. I need to do the mitzvos. They are the backbone of my life. U'becholzot. And yet still. Gam zehu misimanei achayim. This is also among the signs of life. Ki yesh lanu tam atzmi. That we have our own personal tastes. Cheshek atzmi, our own desires. She'ifatz meitz b'chayim, our own personal aspirations in life. Af echad meitanu eino chay et chayav ha'gufaniyim b'derech mitzvos anishim humada. There is none of us that live our personal physical lives in a way of a quote, a phrase, mitzvos anishim humada, just what you go by rote. Okay, mitzvos anishim humada means that a person does mitzvos just by rote. He just does them because that's how he was raised, and he just goes and does them without thinking, without kavana, without, right? None of us lives our physical life that way. We don't just go with the flow in terms of what we eat. We don't just go with the flow in terms of the way we sleep even, right? We all have our own ways of deciding when to go to sleep. I mean, Some of us don't decide, you know, we just collapse after whatever. But, you know, we have our, everybody has their own way that we, they, in the terms of their physical life, that they express and they do the things which are giving them life, which are vital for everybody to do, but they all do it in their own personal way. It's nobody lives their life as if their physical life, as if, oh, just what my father does, that's what I do. No, I'm going to live my life in my physicality for sure. It's going to be different than the way my father lived it. I'm going to drink differently. I'm going to eat differently. Everything is different. Okay? Therefore, somebody who guards Torah and mitzvahs in the way of whatever my father does, that's what I do. The Torah has ceased to be by him a Torah of life. Even though it's true that when he was in his parents' house, he absorbed a life of Torah. However, this life has not transformed to become his own life. He did absorb a life of Torah, and he was raised with that, and he does see that that's what he should do, and he does it. But it isn't his life. It's not become his personal way of living. So then there is a certain rotting that is now dominating and taking effect in this life of Torah that he has. Again, he has a life of Torah. And he knows that he should do mitzvos. But still, if it's not become his life, if he doesn't see the necessity of it be for him, then he is lacking. There's a certain rot that's setting in this avoda. Okay, we'll see what he's gonna get to with next time. Shkoyach, everybody.